What about the issue of dose escalation of imatinib?
Right. So the standard dose of imatinib is 400, but there are a couple of rationales for actually thinking that higher dose might be better. Certainly, we know from the phase one that there really wasn't a true MTD, and in GIST, in fact, they do use substantially higher doses. Another piece of evidence is that in the original trials in accelerated phase CML, and this was not randomized, the original cohorts were treated at 400, and then the trial was amended, and subsequent patients were treated at the 600 milligram dose, once it was known from the phase one that that was safe. And what that accelerated phase trial showed is that both the response rate, the progression-free survival, and the overall survival were better in the patients receiving 600, but that was an advanced phase disease. In addition, there's also some data that's been presented but not published from the IRIS trial where they measured imatinib levels at day 28, so very early on. And interestingly, patients who had higher levels seemed to have a better outcome. So there's a number of pieces of evidence to suggest that high dose might be better. So I'm kind of addressing your question in two ways. The first is, would it be better to use higher doses to start? We have data from MD Anderson, and this was presented and updated at ASH. We have data, again, not randomized data, but we have data using 400 from the original trials, and then our subsequent trials use 800. And now we are starting to show a difference in event-free survival in favor of the 800. There is, however, a randomized trial that has completed accrual called the TOPS trial, but no data has been presented from that trial yet, which is asking the question, is starting with a higher dose better? To come back to more specifically to the question you asked was, what about increasing the dose? There is a randomized trial that was recently published where patients failing imatinib at either the 400 or the 600 milligram dose were then randomized either to dose escalation to 800 or to switch to dasatinib. Now, what that trial showed is that switching to dasatinib was better in terms of response rate and progression-free survival. However, there's obviously potentially a big difference in going from 400 to 800, which is a doubling of the dose, or going from 600 to 800. And when you break down the data according to what dose they had failed, it's very clear, perhaps not surprisingly, that if the patient failed 600, they're much better off switching. But if they fail 400, the response rates were roughly the same, and the progression-free survival was borderline significantly better with dasatinib. So that's why in the NCCN guidelines, we still have dose escalation as an option. That being said, what's clear is if the patient has never had a cytogenetic response, it's better to switch therapy. You won't go from never having one to having a complete cytogenetic response with the dose increase. But let's say the patient is 40% Philadelphia positive on chromosome analysis. You can potentially boost that to 100 with dose escalation.